We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I just want to say that it was a huge win for us, man. And my take is a little bit different. It almost proved that the article that you wrote, that you had enough guts to write it, like, why we're not in a big conference. And I agree with you 100%. You know, when people say race, it doesn't always mean black and white. Like you said, it's economics, it's crime. I mean, there's no way you could watch that game and not want that in your conference, man. The college game day, when they came here, I've never seen a college game day as packed as it was that day. So, I mean, it makes no sense. And it's going to be madness when the Tigers, the basketball season starts. So it's just crazy, man, that they wouldn't want that, you know, in your conference, man. It's just crazy, you know. So I just wanted to kind of give you credit and props on, you know, writing that, because I believe that. You know, so I just think, man, if you look at 43,000 people in, you know, Liberty Bowl's not in the best neighborhood, but you still have 43,000 people there. You know, they showed out and showed up, man. And I'm just proud to be a Tiger, and I'm also proud to be a Memphian, man.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. 5353776. Listen, in terms of that, I said this. Saturday is an example of why this. The division between the have and have-nots, the realignment frenzy, is shameful. Because whatever you think about Memphis football, and they're not probably never going to win a national title, it's meaningful. When you can get 43,000 people out on a wet Saturday, turned out to be beautiful in the end for the actual game time, but it was raining all day, it is a meaningful football experience. And why there should be a division between what happens at Memphis and what happens in Starkville, or the checks that they get, or at Vanderbilt, or whether there's a difference between what happens at K-State and Boise State, or NC State, or the fact that there's now going to be a separation between Memphis and Houston and Cincinnati. Alabama's Alabama. But the truth of the matter is, this artificial separation into have and have nots, when you look at what it means in Memphis and how good it can be in Memphis, is shameful. It just is. We go to Iceman in North Mississippi. Iceman, how are you, sir?
Well, I've been better, Jeff. I've been better.
Well, I apologize. I must have been hard.
I watched the game, and I saw it the way you saw it. The Tiger High won.
Now,
clearly,
you don't
clearly got tainted. It's that victory has the worst officiating. Y'all got some money back in to get the ball players y'all been getting. Y'all paying off the refs.
Those are SEC refs. What I would urge is that you listen to Iceman. And you enjoy every word of that. Just enjoy every word of that. He started with the Tiger High, and then he went with the tainted, and then he went with the paying off. And keep in mind, this is a man who follows Mississippi State, who's accusing you of paying off players. This is a man who goes to Mississippi State. So what I would urge you to, and by the way, it was an SEC crew. So every time you hear someone like Iceman, and I'm glad he called in, you just have to revel in that, and you have to hear in his voice how much it is absolutely killing him. And what motivated the SEC to tweet about this game above all the other games? Since last October, there's been a whole bunch of games. I haven't tweeted about any of them, but this one. And it's because it's killing him. 535-3776 is the phone number. We go to Matt P. on I-40. Matt.
Jeffrey, how about them Tigers?
How is the traffic? How is the traffic out there on I-40?
Oh, that's not bad. It's not typical bad. Memphis drivers. Okay. Yeah.
Good. You enjoy Saturday?
Oh my gosh, Jeff, it was awesome. Are you kidding? I missed the game. I've got season tickets, but I missed the game because I had to take my kids to a birthday party. But we watched it at the party. It was fantastic. Couple state fans there. They were all down and out. Iceman, all the other state fans, they can go cry in their cowbells. We won fair and square. Yes, the refs may have given them a call or two, but they were SEC refs. We didn't pay them off. We won. Go Tigers.
Thank you, man.
Undefeated season.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Very few cowbells there. I'll be honest, I didn't hear a single one. Now, I was in the press box, but you can normally hear a cowbell, can't you?
I think my theory was correct. I'm telling you, when they go on the road, it's been ingrained. Like, you don't bring your bells on the road because you're afraid of losing it.
You're going to get them losing the bell. Yeah, you need them for the cows.
Exactly.
5353776, 5353776. Were you there? Did you watch? What do you think? Where does it rank? We go to Christopher in Olive Branch. Christopher, you're on.
Hi, Jeff. I would just like to say I think it was a great experience. It was a great weekend of football, not just, you know, college, but the pro game also. But I was not at the Liberty Bowl. I was watching on television from a hotel room.
From a hotel room?
Yes. But as far as, like, the Tiger High comment, as a graduate of U of M, I kind of, like, embrace it. You know, I love it. You know, people hate it, but sometimes you just turn it around and make it your own thing. And as far as the conference thing, I think not going to the Big 12 is like a blessing in disguise because I just don't see them being the same without the brands of Oklahoma and Texas. So I think Memphis should just embrace being the, I guess, pariah of the NCAA, and that'll carry us far. Let's just have fun being Tiger fans and enjoy
being
the
Tiger High and kicking ass. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks very much. 5353776, your thoughts on what transpired Saturday at the Liberty Bowl. Where does it rank? Were you there? Did you watch? And by the way, what are your expectations now for the season? Like, is it time, and we'll talk about that in a minute, is it time to reconfigure your expectations and reset your expectations for what you imagine this team is capable of going forward? We go to Jason in Nutbush. Jason, you're on.
Woo, what's up, guys?
We're okay. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. This is a wonderful day.
It is a wonderful day, yes.
I love me some SEC refs. They are the best in the country, aren't they?
Well, you know, there's it just means more.
Oh, yeah, exactly. SEC is supposed to be the best ever at everything, and we just saw what Tiger High can do to SEC. Tiger High should be in the middle of the SEC. You take off top three or four teams in SEC, and Tiger High is just as good as any other team in there. I am tickled to death, Iceman, and all y'all Mississippi State fans, y'all just got your ass beat.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jason. That nice summary of what happened. The phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. We go to Hank in North Memphis. Hank, you're on.
What's going on, Jeff?
I'm okay. How are you?
Man, I'm good. I can't explain. You know, the thing, as far as ranking this, next to the Paxton Lynch years, this is probably the greatest thing that's happened in probably like the last, you know, two seasons or so, man. I mean, I thought it was a very important game, especially to be able to beat a well-known SEC team like that. Am I wrong?
No, it was, and then the way it unfolded. It was Ryan Silverfield's, I mean, I don't know, he beat UCF last year, he won a bowl game, but like he's starting to stack up some pretty signature things. So I think it was important for Ryan Silverfield. The way it happened, the wild way that it happened, the fact that it came just after the Big 12 disappointment, it's one of my top five Tiger wins, I think, is that I have covered. I would put it that way.
Absolutely, especially over the last decade. Yeah.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I'm thinking about that. Top five Tiger wins I've covered. Maybe not top five. I'm going to go Tennessee, Memphis. That's got to be in there.
I think it has to be number one.
It's got to be number one. I'm going to go the Ole Miss Paxton Lynch game, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to include SMU. That's game day. I'm the win itself wasn't. I'm not going. I don't think I'm going to include that. I'm going to go. I don't know. The BYU one was wild. That was great.
The bowl game.
The bowl game. Yeah. It's just wild.
Well, I mean, we had the melee.
It's funny, the Cincinnati win in the championship game, I don't remember that game as
The first game was like the Friday after Thanksgiving, and it was kind of because, you know, Memphis was the explosive offense, and it was like a game that kind of was like a struggle both ways. Right. And then, you know, Memphis did a good job making enough plays to win both of them, but I don't know, I'm like you, there's just something.
I guess this goes in the top. So maybe the SMU game goes in there. Like, that was on national TV. Antonio Gibson goes crazy, right?
Well, I mean, it was like the, you know, you've got Herb Street and Fowler. How many times are they calling the game? Like,
so we'll put Herb Street. So I'm going Tennessee. I'm going the Paxton Lynch Ole Miss game. I'm going the SMU game. I think I'll throw this one in there. That's four. I mean, there were the other wins over Ole Miss. Some of this is recency bias because. I think D'Angelo beat him twice, honestly. I think Ole Miss. So there were those wins over Ole Miss. Hadn't beaten Mississippi State in a long time.
I think this is right there with – I also think when they beat Eli in 03. I think that would
– What – all right, so let's look ahead. What do you see now – I mean, this clearly does.
I mean, you have a huge trap game this week.
Oh, my God.
UTSA, like, good. Don't kid yourself. Like, that's a good football team.
That is a very good football team. And we don't know how good Mississippi State is.
No, but, I mean, what we do know is Dylan Gabriel broke his collarbone on Friday night.
Yes.
And now.
That would seem to open the door. Cincinnati had an impressive win over Indiana after falling behind, came back.
Indeed. But you don't have to play Cincinnati.
No, not until you play Cincinnati in the championship game. Tulsa gave Ohio State all it could handle, but that they already lost to UC Davis.
Like, yeah,
right? Tulsa already lost to UC Davis.
Tulsa's still just going to be a tough because it's on the road, and they're a team that can like control the football. But that Tulsa Ohio State game, in my opinion, said more about Ohio State than it did. Said more about Ohio State than it did Tulsa.
SMU gets the Hail Mary win. They're good.
Are we calling Hail Marys 30-yard touchdowns?
Okay. Yeah, that was thrown like a Hail Mary. It was from the 33, mm-hmm. I think, right?
Yeah.
But he threw it up like a, that was not executed as a
play.
Laser play.
Correct.
That was a Hail Mary. It was a tipped Hail Mary play.
Correct.
So. But they got a lot of weapons, and they got the transfer quarterback, and he looks like he's really good. And so I think there's a bunch of dangerous games.
Oh, there's landmines.
There's a bunch of landmines, but there's no overwhelming team.
Correct.
Certainly with Dylan Gabriel
100%.
Having gotten injured, there's no overwhelming team. What do we think of the Tigers? So Hennigan obviously was not as good.
He looks like a freshman.
He missed a bunch of throws.
Yeah, it looked like a freshman going against a physical defense, and
it was a different level. That now he stepped up, made a big fourth down throw. On that 98-yard drive, made a big fourth down throw on that one. He hit Calvin Austin in that corner, in the corner for the end zone. By the way, Calvin Austin to catch up with that one, I thought it might have been
Calvin
a little
has,
overthrown. That
Calvin
he's
has
got,
what you can't teach.
Yeah, man,
he's really. Freaking fast.
How good do you think he, like,
I think
three
he's playing touchdowns. On Sundays. I think he's playing on Sundays.
I think he's clearly playing on Sundays.
And
gadget player on Sundays?
Well, the
he's
other
so
thing is
freaking
like,
fast.
Well, and he's willing, you know, he's willing to play special teams. He's, I mean, what, did you see what Tony Pollard did yesterday?
Yes, I did.
I mean,
it is amazing what how good these Memphis players are in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, if you can run, they find something for you to do in that league.
Yeah, he's going to play on Sundays. So, and he really is now. Like, he has become, like, it's like Paxton and Anthony Miller.
Yeah.
It's he looks for, and Calvin Austin said to him, he said, I got you. After the game, he said, if you're ever in trouble, I got you.
Yeah, and if I'm Seth Hannigan, I'd keep looking for him.
And I would keep looking for him because he was immense. Brandon Thomas is good, though, man.
Yeah.
Like, he ran for 80-some yards, But those are hard yards against a really good.
Whatever he ran for, I felt like he maximized it.
He did not run for 100 yards, but I'm just as enthusiastic about Brandon Thomas coming out of that game as I am going into that game. I think he's a stud. And then the defense, God, they were at the
secondary's a problem.
At the start of the game, it was like, oh my God, are they ever going to stop them?
Yeah.
But then they did stop them 5 straight times.
Yeah. I mean, again, everything that you needed to go right, if you're Memphis, to win that game, you need to get a defensive touchdown. You got to make something happen in special teams. And then you have to just do enough. In the end, they checked every box.
Well, it was a magical day. Dude, let's play the I've been ignoring the callers. I've got talking so much. We'll go to Craig in East Memphis. Craig in East Memphis. Craig, how are you on? How are you? Thanks.
I'm great. You know, we've talked a couple times before, is all, but I've gone to Memphis games for years. This ranks up there pretty high. It was just, as much as the game was a really good game, the atmosphere leading to the stadium, in the stadium, I mean, it was just, it was great fun. You know, and I'm always amazed that people say, oh, Memphis, they're not, you know, it's amazing what Memphis can do. Give us the money that the SEC gets and the 5-star recruits they get, we fit right in. We belong.
I believe, listen, it is an accident of history, and I'm not trying to, like, kick
right.
Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, or anyone else out of the SEC. It's an accident of history that they are in the SEC and Memphis is not.
Exactly.
But the truth of the matter is, if you had you do have a kick-ass program there, and if you were given the games and the schedule of a, like, let's say the Big 12 before it just collapsed with Texas and Oklahoma in it, it would, I really do believe, it's not a sleeping giant like Florida was when everyone used to say Florida's a sleeping giant, but it is, I really do believe that it is wildly underrated in terms of what they're capable of doing here. All you have to do is look at Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Houston. I'm not nothing against them. I'd take the Big 12 today. I mean, I'm ready. But Houston had 22,000, I think, in their stadium for Grambling. Well, we had, you know, 34, whatever, for Nichols.
I mean, it matters so here. It doesn't matter in Houston. Yeah.
The passion in the community. I mean, one last thing, if I can say it. On the way to the stadium, I park on one of the side streets, like Marianne or Josephine, just east of the stadium, right off Central, and walk through. And the bigger games, there's always the lady that's, you know, in the grovelly voice, park, you know, just a that part of it. You know, they had a, you know, cooler and then snacks. And then on the way out of the game, they had added, you know, huge speakers and had the music going. I mean, that's just a crazy, true Memphis atmosphere to have all that going on around the game. So, yeah, it was just a great day and great experience. And, you know, there's calls that are missed and made every game. So,
thanks very much. I appreciate it, Craig.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
And then you had, I mean, in addition to that, as he points out, I'm glad he brought up the atmosphere, because you had Isaac Bruce. I mean, you had the moment of silence for Dan Bartow.
Yep.
And then J.J. Russell, like, was just tremendous at linebacker and almost tribute to Dan Bartow. You had Isaac Bruce. Man, he rocks that jacket.
Oh, yeah. He looked amazing.
I don't think it's a particularly good-looking jacket. Like, you put that on on Joe DeLaMalur or on, you know, whatever, and I don't think it – is Joe DeLaMalur a Hall of Famer? I think he is. He's one of the offensive linemen of my youth. I bet he is. I bet he's a Hall of Famer. But you put it on an offensive lineman, Ron Yeary. I'm not sure it looks that good. You put it on Isaac Bruce. Holy crap. Like, he was rocking that jacket. He comes out, says, let's send the dogs home at halftime. And sure enough, they do. And then, you know, to have Jaren Jackson Jr. there, to have Precious Achiuwa there, to have Antonio Gibson there, to have the entire men's basketball team from 2021 there, to have the towels. You had the Isaac Bruce towels. So it had a little bit of a flavor of a mashup of a Memphis football game and a Grizzlies playoff game. Plus, then on top of it, at the very moment that Calvin Austin is running back that kick, you had Inspiration 4, which is the rocket launch that I covered last week. Literally at that moment, Inspiration 4 was safely landing in the Atlantic, carrying Haley Arsenault, of course, the Memphian, St. Jude, former St. Jude patient, now works at St. Jude as a physician assistant, landing safely in the ocean. And then Elon Musk saying that he was giving another $50 million to St. Jude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.